Welcome to CSR Triggering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Sophia and
Saoirse.
Today we will be interviewing Mrs. Atkinson. We decided to interview this fourth grade teacher because she is really nice and a thoughtful teacher. I asked Mrs. Atkinson what has changed since she has begun teaching. She replied,
I don't know that there's a lot that's changed. This year I've been doing something new called classroom economy, where the kids are able to have jobs that they get paid for, but they also have to pay me things like rent and monthly taxes.
We asked Mrs. Atkinson what she likes the most about this year that she did not have last year. She answered with,
well, obviously my class is different, but I'd also say the classroom economy has been a big change for us this year, and the class that I have currently, the kids I have currently, have been really excited to make it their own and figure new things out, so that's been really fun to watch.
Then we asked Mrs. Atkinson, how do students rent out desks? She stated,
Every week, students have to rent their desks, and I've had some kids ask if they have to rent a desk, and they have to because they have to have a place to actually store all their materials. So they pay the bankers every week or every other week the money to rent their desk.
Mrs. Atkinson, if your students would not be able to have a desk, she replied,
I've had a couple who've asked, they want to just be able to sit on the floor, but no, everybody has to have a place where they put their belongings, so you have to actually rent a desk.
We asked Mrs. Atkinson, what are Doverdos and what are they for? Then she stated,
so Doverdos are our classroom economy. So like we have in the United States, we have the U.S. dollar. I didn't want to use the dollar in the classroom, so we made up our own currency, and it's called the Doverdo. And the students can earn it, and then they use it to buy things and to pay for rent and tax.
Atkinson, if she has book groups, and if so, what are the books she is reading in them? She answered,
so I do book groups, but I usually don't start them till after like January 1st. So we don't actually have any yet, but we will in the future.
From interviewing this wonderful teacher, we learn that her students are able to always have a desk, and that she likes teaching her students. We hope you enjoyed this interview, and we were wondering if you could interview this teacher, what would you ask her?